Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Showtime!
What the hell is Jason doing back here?
Here we go again.
Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. All you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my love and one man show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's hear it for the boy.
Hey, girl, hey.
Everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson.
I hope you all are having a great day today. I can't wait to fast walk. I ate too many cannolis last night.
I'm sorry, Jersey girl. I got to cut you off because joining me every single day when she's not eating her weight in cannolis, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Alexis Thompson.
I only eat cannolis in Boston.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
But you know what? That's okay. If there's a good one here, let me know. Yeah, good morning, Fluffy.
At the Cake Boss place, Lex. Those are really
good. Oh, those
remember?
Ones.
Yeah,
yeah, those are great. You'll enjoy those.
Whoa. I had the little claw thing.
No, get the other one. Okay. Get the cannolis. They're delicious. Yeah, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning to all of you on this Friday, December 15th, 2017, 5:32. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to the freaking weekend.
Yes.
Welcome to your freaking weekend.
Yes.
Yes. And welcome to the point of our show where we ask the age-old question.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Oh, I love this.
This makes me so happy.
I know.
It is time to ask, how the hell's your coffee, everybody? Minnesota, Wisconsin, people on Alexis's home planet listening to us.
Yeah.
How's your coffee? Lex, how's your coffee?
Pretty delicious. Pretty tasty. How about you guys?
Dawn?
Oh, I don't have any yet, but... You know what? Yeah, I just started it.
There's a fresh pot out there.
Yeah, I just started it, so I haven't had a chance to go down there.
Why?
But, yeah, you know what? Doing other things. Talking to you in here, Jason.
I know.
Blame it on you, Jason.
Blame it on me. My coffee is absolutely delicious this morning. I chose an iced beverage today. It's refreshing. It's delicious. It's probably not nutritious, but that's all right. It's Friday, and I don't really care. Yeah.
Hey.
So, exactly. Hey, we got to ask St. Louis how their coffee is, too.
St. Louis, that's right. Our sister station, when we simulcast the show in St. Louis. Hello, St. Louis. How the hell's your coffee this morning?
Hey, girl, hi.
I know at least one person listens. One of my ex-boyfriends from college listens.
Oh,
so, hey,
hi.
Blaze, how's your coffee?
Oh.
Blaze is his name?
Yes.
Is that a fake name? Or
no,
is that
it's
his
an Italian name.
Yeah.
B-L-A-I-S-E.
You're very naughty.
Hi, Blaze. What's up, Blaze? That's
a lot to live up to. When you have kind of a sound effect name.
Oh, he does.
He lives up to it?
Sure, yeah.
Listen. Okay, well, Don, listen.
Okay, kitty.
Well, where do we go from here?
Anyway, how's your coffee? It is good,
delicious.
Jason?
It is really good. It's blazing hot, blazing cold, blazing cold today. It's absolutely delicious. So,
yeah.
Lex, how was your night? Now, when we last left you, when we last left the show, 5:30 friends, I don't know if we shared this with you, 5:30ers, but NASA had a press conference yesterday, and we guessed that the subject matter of this press conference would be the exposing of another planet that can sustain life, that planet being Alexis Thompson's home planet.
Right. Yeah, I know this area well.
We can't forget about this either.
Rocket Man, help us figure out where Lex is from.
That's right.
We're getting closer and closer, and I'm getting scareder and scareder because you guys, it's like Fight Club. You guys aren't supposed to know.
No, and now we know.
Oh, no.
So we are now concerned, my talkers, 5:30ers. We are now concerned, specifically Dawn's concerned. I am concerned that the mothership is coming back to get her soon.
Yeah.
And we don't know quite how to handle this.
Yeah, it's earlier than supposed to be. So,
because did you guys have? Did you when you were accidentally dropped off here?
Right.
Did you guys have a plan in place?
Yeah, I have a mission.
You do have a mission.
Yeah.
And have you accomplished that mission yet? Are you allowed to say that?
Nowhere close.
Okay, nowhere
yeah, close. So they might okay. be actually
disappointed in you?
Disappointed and replacing me. So, you know, that could be a possibility.
Oh, wow.
So
do you believe you're the only one?
It's been fun, guys. It's been fun.
Do you believe you're the only one from your home planet here, like an ET situation? Or are there others among us?
Ooh, well, I was in a pod by Julia. Myself, but I really can't confirm or deny. Yes. Yeah, maybe.
Because I ran into Julia yesterday. I was in the building meeting with a non-alien, Chris Lindahl.
Oh, yes.
But you know what? Chris is so hyper energetic. He could be an alien, actually. Oh. I'm thinking about this. Chris Lindahl could be an alien.
Maybe.
But anyway, and I saw Julia, and I thought, as I'm scanning her, because Julia's lightened her hair.
Yeah.
So I was looking at her head, looking at her melon. And she could be from your home planet, too, Lex. She could be a fellow alien.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
Maybe she was in a separate pod, Lex.
Well, remember, there's now NASA, they announced yesterday that with Google, they have found an eighth alien planet. So it might not be the same one, but in our constellation there.
That's right, Lex.
It's as big as ours.
It takes only 14 days to go around. It's to orbit its star.
Yeah, oh, see? Okay. So
she could just be from a neighboring system, Lex.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. Oh, that's right. Might be them. Put the foil on.
I know.
Oh, man. They missed me again.
We don't
thank goodness.
Attract attention.
If the foil hides me.
Yeah, because I realized.
My invisibility cloak.
Yes.
I realized that B. Arthur, Dawn, myself, we were so wrapped up in the news of the planet revelation that we may have come across as too excited about your impending departure.
And oh, yeah. You guys are like, bye. See ya.
I know. And I want you to know, Lex, we're not ready for you to leave yet.
Oh,
that's
good.
We would fight your home people. I don't know if you call that your home people. Your brethren. What the hell would you? Your fellow alien.
Yeah.
We would fight tooth and nail to keep
my
you.
Alien citizenship.
It would be a tug of war. Dawn would have one arm, and we would fight for you.
Just like if we're in the ocean, right, guys?
Well, that's totally different.
Now, if we go
totally
out to the ocean, you can just fend for yourself.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. You guys are like, no matter where we are, you're like, peace out. Goodbye.
I'm not kidding. Reviewing this week, I did crack the butt up when I read that Ryan Seacrest Kelly Ripa story. Yeah. Or I'm sorry, it was a Kelly Ripa profile in which within the story, she was very complimentary of her co-host and friend, Ryan Seacrest, and said that, you know, or Ryan said this about Kelly, actually, in his interview, said that, you know, he's very protective of her, that if there was like a puddle in front of her, he would step on the puddle so she wouldn't get wet. And I started laughing because I immediately thought of the story that we tell constantly, or the situation that we highlight constantly, which is if the hypothetical that if we were in the ocean together swimming and I saw a fin come up out of the break the surface of the water, my ass would be out of there.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't.
You think an alien craft or shuttle or ship, however it comes to get me, that wouldn't scare you?
No, I would protect you from that.
That would be better. See, okay.
But if I see
a shark,
I see a fin. Lex, I love you, but
bye.
every man for himself.
Yep.
I'm out. I mean, it's the, you know.
I was like, I would fight for you.
I know.
I'd kick him in the face.
Know thyself. I'm sorry, Lex. I love you. But in that scenario, probably any other scenario, look, I've had a really good life. And all of this is gravy. So I would. But that situation,
ooh,
I just don't think I would save you.
Bye, Felicia.
Yep. Yep.
Bye, Felicia.
I think, as they said in Best in Show, Lex, my inner instincts would have. Remember when she goes, when she's eating the popcorn in Best in Show? I'm waiting to hear from my inner instincts.
Yep.
Jennifer Coolidge. She's eating the popcorn in the stadium. She's like, I'm sitting here waiting for a message from my inner instincts. I love that. You know what we haven't played, speaking of that, and it's Friday? We have not played one of our favorite songs from Best in Show.
Oh,
ladies and
please.
Gentlemen, here it is. God Loves a Terrier.
God loves a terrier. Yes, he does. God loves a terrier. That's because small, sturdy, bright, and true, they give their love to you. God didn't miss a stitch, be it dog or be it bitch, when he made the Norwich merrier with its cute little derrier. Yes, God loves a terrier.
Still one of the best comedies of all time. Best in Show. And we can't play that without playing this one. Speaking of the great Jennifer Coolidge, here's one of, this used to be in our show open for a while. Here's the great Jennifer Coolidge in her opening scene where she's, it's a mockumentary. So she's introducing herself and her 94-year-old husband. here is one of our favorite scenes in any comedy.
We have an amazing relationship, and it's very physical. I mean, he still pushes all my buttons, and, people say, oh, but he's so much older than you, and you know what? I'm the one having to push him away. Yeah, we both have so much in common. We both love soup, and we love the outdoors. We love snow peas, and talking and not talking.
The talk.
We could not talk or talk forever and still find things to not talk about.
That's right.
Yeah.
And still
yeah.
find things
That's a good
to
relationship.
Not talk about. That's right. 542. Alexis has good news for Timberwolves fans. Uh-huh. And I have good news for Super Bowl fans.
Ooh.
What are these pieces of information? You'll find out after these words.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
The new Star Wars movie has finally arrived. Star Wars The Last Jedi. I feel like we need more time between the Star Wars. As soon as you come out of the theater now, you have to get in line for the next one.
Very
That's
true.
Cute.
Jimmy Kimmel, welcome back, everybody. Coming up on 5:49, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Speaking of Star Wars, I saw it for a second time yesterday
yeah.
with a normal audience and with my husband. I'll tell you the reaction and why I think I was visited by the ghost of Christmas Future in that movie.
Uh-oh, yeah. That's the bad one.
I will explain at the top of the hour.
I'm curious if you liked the film just as much or more or less.
Oh, well, Lex, you know what? You're going to have to stay tuned.
Yes.
Curiosity.
I better not go anywhere. Yeah.
You better not leave Jason and Alexis.
Whoa.
Alexis better not leave Jason and Alexis. So
please
I'll
don't.
Give you the answer. Please, yeah, well, please, please don't, actually. Please. Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless America. Thank you. 5:49. Lex, you are in a good mood. Your husband's in a good mood. Why four?
Timberwolves won again, guys.
Woo.
Yeah, they beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 119-96. The Timberwolves, they are such a fun team to watch. Young and just getting the job done.
Can I pause real quick?
Yes,
because
please.
On that note, and I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. On Sunday night, my in-laws, who I don't think they've ever been to a Timberwolves game.
Yeah.
Lex, they went, they were guests, you know, my father-in-law owns a plumbing business.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that he buys a lot of, I don't know what you buy when you're a plumber. Pipes, I guess? I don't
know.
Copper?
He lays pipe?
I guess, yeah. They took my in-laws. They
can't
got
say
tickets.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And they took them to the Timberwolves game. And Bolton, they said they had the best time. And my mother-in-law echoed what you just said. She's like, they know how to put on a show. Like, even when they're not playing like what Angel does. And she said it was so fun and just energetic. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but
no, it's so true. Jimmy Butler has infused some energy. And it's not just one player. Like, KG really dominated when he played.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's they have a really great team, and they're learning to work together and doing a great job. So it's fun to see.
And it could get funner. That's not a
funner.
It could get funner.
Yeah.
Because speaking of KG, I saw his name pop up on the Twitters. What is he thinking about?
Well, Kevin Garnett, you know, he is he's a partial owner of the Timberwolves when he came back. And I guess he is at odds with the guy who has the most shares, I guess. He has 70%. His name is Glenn Taylor. And they're just not really getting along. In fact, he says that the management, they suck, is what his quote was. So he is interested in buying it. Yeah, I know. You know what? That's one thing about KG. He really does speak his mind, and he tells you exactly how he feels. He's really focused on the players as individuals, and he spends a lot of time with them versus upstairs, you know, where the offices are. He says that he doesn't really spend that much time there because he's just really focused on the team. But Glenn Taylor has said, I am not interested in giving up any of my shares, but KG, of course, would like to buy out the entire organization and just, or be the, you know, the main owner of the Timberwolves. That's going to happen.
What do you think about that?
Well, you know, for me, the biggest thing is not the ownership so much, it's the coaches. So when Coach Tibb was named head coach, that was always really good news. That was great news. But at this point with Kevin Garnett and that he's at odds with Glenn Taylor, there's something is going to, maybe it's already kind of building up, but something is going to happen. Whether KG is just going to kind of really back off, or maybe Glenn Taylor will have a second opinion about selling it. But I doubt it because they're doing so wonderfully. But it is a sour relationship, so kind of seeing that from the sidelines and hearing about that. You know, when Flip Saunders died, KG really did not like how the organization handled it. Mm-hmm. And when Coach Tibb took over, his influence, I guess, went down. So this is kind of a sticky situation.
It's like a little soap opera, Lex.
Yeah, it really is. This should be a reality show.
That's better. It's like a reality show. Mm-hmm. It's like an NBA reality show.
Yeah, it is, guys. Yes.
Timberwolf Lane.
Yeah. And with after all the renovations and stuff, I'm sure, and with all the wins, that the organization, it's even a higher. I know I still haven't been to a game this season yet. No.
Oh, good. Okay, feel bad. And you're married to an employee, so I don't feel so bad.
I know. it's hard to go, but there's some games on Sundays and earlier games that we can definitely go to.
We still need to get, Lex, we need to get off our, we need to get that on the calendar. The two of us need to go to a game together. We keep saying it, but we need to make that happen.
I went to a Wild game last night.
How was it?
Did they win?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. I was up in with Donna Valentine.
Oh,
to
fun.
Host the listeners.
D-Val.
Yeah. Auction.
That's right.
Oh,
we auctioned off for, God, what was that for you guys?
Bids for Kids.
That was for Bids for Kids.
There we go. Yeah. Yes. So anyway, Marley couldn't make it, so I got to go up in the Hubbard suite.
Oh, fun.
And you know who was next to us in the next suite? The owner of the Wild.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Cool.
I've only been to one Wolf Wild game, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I love hockey games.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed myself.
And they're doing great, too.
They are doing great.
Wow. Finally. Some good.
Finally, it's happened to me.
Woo. I mean, other than the Lynx, who dominate year after year after year after year.
And still don't fully get the credit they deserve.
Right.
Still drives me nuts.
Yep.
You know, the Vikings. No. How about the Lynx? Hello. Los Lynx.
Yep.
Los Lynx, everybody.
Okay,
we have a very busy 6 o'clock hour. Like I said, I'll tell you why I peered, I think, into the Ghost of Christmas Future at Star Wars last night. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're going to laugh your butt off. The roundup of late night comments about the Omarosa firing, but more importantly, Robin Roberts' very subtle slam, which we had you listen to yesterday. It was the story all day yesterday, and something happened on CNN late last night that was the funniest thing you've ever seen in a newscast. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's a beautiful day. My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
Entertainment.